Yo, it is Monday, March 17th. I've gone from flip-flops to a winter coat in the last 24 hours. But we're talking about, is Tesla a luxury brand, tariffs on Chinese EVs, and the ultimate retirement flight? Everywhere I go, the people really want to know who I is and who I be. I have not recorded a piece of content in an entire 9 days.
I just want to say I'm so happy you're back.
I feel the same way whenever you're gone for a while.
I love Ben. I love
the guests.
Michael Wood. I love all of these cats that we bring in. Like, it's good, right? Mm-hmm. But there's something like that you and I get to do. We do it every day.
It's like when we're playing, it's like when a band plays their own song.
Yeah.
Right? Versus having the guests. They have their little flavor, the guests, but when the band plays the song, it's like, this is how I'm used to hearing the song.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Oh, well, speaking of which,
I saw, I heard some terrible covers. Like, I was at the Nashville SC soccer game.
I was going to say in Nashville?
Yeah, and they were playing over the sound. It was like U2 techno bop. I'm not even sure how
that
to,
sounds bad.
It was bad. It was rough.
It sounds bad. It sounds real bad. Oh man, so I love it that we had all the guest hosts and it's fun to give people that flavor. I'm bummed that I missed Michael Wood cuz he's just moving up my list as people I really want to spend some time with in person, like as soon as possible.
Oh, and so
got to miss him. But thanks to everybody for affording me a little bit of time off. It was a lot of fun. We went somewhere warm, ran into Ashley Cavazos at Disney Springs on Thursday night in Orlando. Like, it is crazy that despite of how big the world you think it is, right, and how many people can be around that moment in time in that section, like, we just kind of crossed paths. So it was cool.
Just wild.
I'll tell you what, too. It is awesome being out in the world, like, with the more than cars mindset and just watching it, like,
start to see everything different.
Well,
right?
Just go to a parking garage, right? And you start to watch and just observe things in a different way. And I have to say, if you've never been to Disney Springs, it's like a shopping center. I know a lot of people have been there, but they just have the most brilliant parking system. And every time I go at I marvel at it. And they just have these little green and red lights over every parking spot. I think they were the first ones to ever deploy this tech. So if the car's in the spot, it's red and you can see it from a mile away. So I was thinking hospitality and cars and watching people and families interact. And I don't know. Little time away gives you some fresh perspective for sure.
There you go. Well, during your time away, we shaved another like 13 days off.
That was the actual happy and saddest moment. Seeing that.
We're only 57 days away from a SotoCon presented by Reynolds and Gooba Goo. We got just all the energy coming. Ticket sales pacing way up last week. We are actually headed next week to film a little thing with Will Gadara, our keynote speaker, the author of the ever popular LinkedIn post everywhere, Unreasonable Hospitality. So you're going to want to meet him. If you have seen the book, if you've read the book, if you don't even know what we're talking about, that moment's going to be the moment. Actually, real quick story. I know we're already into this, but this relates. Jared Kilway, a lot of you know him. He's now the VP of marketing at Casa Auto Group, calls me last Friday. We were chatting over some stuff, but then he was like, Kyle, I just need you to know that what happened when you all brought Jesse Cole last year, in my experience with my daily like work life, has totally transformed the way that I think about business. He said, this morning, this was Friday afternoon. He said, this morning I was having a conversation with one of our general managers and recalled elements of that keynote speech in our conversation. So you never know what you're going to get out of the conversations, the context, the content at a SotoCon.
That is so true. Also, a lot of other community members stopping by to make their event a part of our event. So we're going to have a WOCAN breakfast on May 15th. If you're part of WOCAN, Women of Color Automotive Network, reach out to your people there. Got some discounts for you. Also, Maryland Auto Dealer Association having their annual meeting the morning of May 16th at a SotoCon. So a lot of other auto dealer associations showing up, going to be part of panels. So we're trying to, you know, get close to the people who are doing the actual work. That is a SOTA. We are from the ground up, not the top down, and lots of other things. Effectives podcast stage, and you know, go to asotacon.com. The list of speakers is still growing. The events, the agenda, the sessions are still being posted as they are being locked down.
Hey, Paul, speaking of the top down.
Is this a segue? Is this where I hit the button?
You're off your game. You gotta hit the segue, Paul.
All right. Oh, shake the rust off. So gone are the days of Tesla being synonymous with a luxury brand, according to our friend and executive editor of Automotive News, Jamie Butters, as his recent column makes a compelling case on why Tesla's recent strategy and market performance have propelled the EV giant out of the luxury realm. Wow. But toward a more broader market presence. It makes total sense. So initially, Tesla was a luxury brand, right? High prices, innovative technology, very like exclusive kind of vehicle. If you had it, it was a thing. But they have now adjusted their strategy towards more affordable pricing, going down market, price cuts, increases in sales volume. Now they're, you know, competing with a lot of brands that aren't luxury brands. This makes sense too. And an introduction of potentially a Model 2 says they're going even further to compete even further down the brand. So despite continuing to sell the high-end models, their overall strategy, Jamie Butters concludes, means that maybe they're just more of a for everyone brand like, and I don't know, in the article, did he say Apple? I think he did. He said, like, Apple started as like a luxury thing, right? And a very exclusive, and now they have something for everyone.
Well, kind of. I mean, but they raised the price point of a phone, right? Before it was just, you got a phone free.
And headphones and earbuds and everything.
I'm going to be paying for my phone. I still think it's going to be hard to classify them, right? Mm-hmm. A Model S Plaid starts at $86,000.
Yeah.
There's no mass market brand that has a comparable vehicle in that price point.
Yep.
Now, granted, you've got like, you know, F-150s and GMC Sierras,
sure,
and large trucks that are $100,000, you know, full luxury, that type of thing. But for their mass market scale products, you just don't see that range of price point,
yep,
and luxury features. However, I think they're going to have to be compared, right? With the Corolla and the Model 3 being the things that are compared on global sales volume, right? The price point Model Y. You know, with the price point getting comparable, enter new vehicles in a, you know, potentially $25,000 to $35,000 price point. Mm-hmm. You know, they're gonna have to be probably compared in two market segments. But with a lot of mass market brands having a lot more expensive vehicles, you can make the argument that they are fully mass market.
Yeah, I mean that's true, man. It's amazing how expensive trucks get. But yeah, the Model Y is, I mean, it was like a year ago, like $65,000. So yeah, you're like, oh, but now then it's like 47. You're like, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, there's a lot, it's classified as an SUV. You think a lot of cars in that segment that are right in that $40,000 range.
Yep.
Right. Oh, and easy. You can go down the line. There's a dozen of them.
Yeah.
So
without a doubt that like even Mazda, Toyota, Honda, they're all $35,000 to $50,000 now.
Yeah. Inflation.
Totally changed.
I know. Well,
speaking of getting more expensive.
Oh, I was going to say. It's a good one. Kyle's been working on the bump sets while I've been gone.
Working on them.
In a rally in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday, former President Donald Trump proposed imposing a 100% tariff on cars produced in Mexico by Chinese companies, doubling the previous tariff that he said he would impose of 50%. He's all the way up to 100. We're going to double the price of the vehicle coming into the country. He directly, so much. And we talked about this like several weeks ago. We were like, you don't ever underestimate the government's power and ability to, you know, level the playing field if it comes to, absolutely, American manufacturing. So Trump directly addressed Chinese President Xi Jinping, emphasizing the tariff as a countermeasure against their manufacturer strategy in Mexico without hiring any Americans. So obviously a big escalation. Here's a quote from Trump. He says, those big monster cars. I wish I could do the impression because this would be amazing.
I hear it in my head.
You can just play it in your head. Let your internal AI just translate this for you. Those big monster car manufacturing plants you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us? No. We're going to put 100% tariff on every car that comes across the lot.
So, well, the other headline this weekend from a similar stance was the quote where I think he said, if I don't get elected, like the U.S. manufacturing is going to die, essentially. Like very, 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 you know, Trumpian statements.
I think over he said it's going to be a bloodbath.
Bloodbath. That's exactly what.
So
it was.
we're back to escalating terms. But look, we're in for a wild year, everybody. And you already know this.
We promise we will do everything we can to not have a daily political story. Absolutely. About
this is actually the first. We should do a search, because this is probably the first time the word Trump has come up in one of our podcasts in a really long time.
Thank goodness.
Right. And it's over now, man. I mean, we've talked about it's Biden because he's been doing things, but now we're going to have a little volleyball back and forth between the UAW manufacturers, common sense, and all this stuff. We'll see what happens this year. But Joe Biden's campaign responded to Trump's remarks, criticizing his approach and labeling the threats as political violence and extremism. You could have predicted that as well. But
I could have predicted that.
Let's talk about the real substance of this. Right. As it pertains to what's going on in the industry, the EV, everybody has been talking about the EV threat from China, right? Low cost EVs. It's been a big source of conversation in the industry. And this goes to show how quickly the tide can turn based on one election, one point of view, because all of a sudden, the government.
Well, what'll be interesting is if some of these manufacturers can make it in pre-election, and if Trump does get elected, what happens to the price point on these, and whether or not they can gain enough market share in the meantime to be effective. So it would be super fast to be able to like start to gain the market share and have people desiring the vehicles and then
that's too fast. That'll never happen, right? Because at the end of the March, and we have until what, November, till we know. Yeah.
And so, well, you saw, I mean, over the weekend, NIO announced a lower end vehicle that they're hoping to have in consumers' hands by Q3. And they're already in the U.S. with their luxury brand. It'll be an interesting 9 months, to say the absolute least.
Oh, well, I don't have a segue for this one. But no speaking segue. Of interesting things. I don't know. This felt like it was the right story for a Monday.
This is the right story for a Monday. Meet Delta Captain Keith Rosencrantz. Nailed that last
you
name
did,
there.
Man. I'm impressed.
The pilot who orchestrated a unique retirement celebration by chartering a Delta Airbus A330 for a special flight to Hawaii with 112 friends and family. His dream was inspired by his youth spent watching planes at LA International Airport, leading to a 33-year career with Delta. So a couple things he did. Honoring pilots affected by the pandemic, he extended invites to those who missed their final flights, making his retirement event a collective celebration. Super cool. That's a cool one there. The journey was not just a flight, but a series of memorable events, including a water cannon salute in LA and a vow renewal in Hawaii. He remarked, "You don't want to be the richest man in the graveyard one day."
Love it so much.
Emphasizing the priceless value of this particular flight.
So, the thing is, like he said, he spent about the equivalent of a year's salary on this trip. And so, and he said, he was able to kind of like talk his way up the chain. He's like, no, I'm not like a pro basketball team that charters this entire gigantic plane. I'm an employee. And so I think this guy understands a few things. Number one, I think he has massive respect for his vocation and his profession. Obviously showed that. He showed unreasonable hospitality to other people that are just his friends, and the empathy toward the other people who maybe couldn't have the opportunity to do that. And he obviously loves what he does. He loves to fly. He says, "I haven't worked," because he flew in the Air Force too. And he said, like, I can't remember. The last day I worked was at like, I can't remember. It was like a grocery store back like, 30, 40 years. That was the last day I really worked, know? And so I think that really ties back into how people do view the car business in so many places that we go. Like, it's work, and people say, "Oh,
you just
really
don't
hard.
See many people with a 30-year career in auto." Why? Because they either have a 2-year career or a 60-year career.
Oh, right? How can we not end on that statement? Come on. So I'm 20 years in on a 60-year career right now. Look, we hope you have an amazing Monday. Just ticking off one more day, caring about some people, selling some cars, and keep your head on a swivel. Do some hospitality.